Page 46. Exercise 2B. Listening for specific information. You will now hear the rest of the interview with Nick Gordon. For questions 1 to 10, complete the sentences. Listen to the recording twice. Part 2.
Tell us about your first meeting with a Jaguar.
Well, I'd been out since before 4 o'clock that morning, trying to photograph a group of black vultures. Ugly birds. But it was 5:30 when she appeared. I just looked at my watch because I had to report back to camp at 5:45. Anyway, suddenly there was a change in atmosphere. Every hair on my body stood on end. Then I caught sight of her.
What did she do?
This absolutely magnificent creature. She emerged from the forest greenery about 60 metres away and started walking towards me. The Jaguar's coat is really impressive, and she had beautiful black markings all over her deep yellow fur. I could even see the whites of her eyes.
Then what happened?
Time seemed to stand still for a while. I hardly breathed. I don't think she actually saw me. She showed no sign of it if she did, and she had a drink from a river a few metres away, and then disappeared into the forest again.
Did you take a photograph of her?
I couldn't, because I'd used all my film on the vultures. As you can imagine, I was really upset. But after that, I stayed another 7 years in the rainforest and had 9 more encounters, all of which I captured on film.
Why is the jaguar so hard to find?
Because it's a threatened species. It lives only in the very remotest areas. You have to remember that the Amazon forest extends for thousands of kilometres, and the territory of a typical male jaguar extends to something like 170 kilometres, in exceptional cases as much as 300 or more.
No wonder you don't see them much.
Exactly. That's why each sighting is such a thrill. Because what you have to remember is that jaguars are solitary, shy creatures, which have the ability to get through the forest so incredibly quietly that you can be only a few metres away and miss one completely.
So how did you eventually track them down on those other occasions you mentioned?
I went thousands of kilometres inland into a less populated area and made friends with the local forest people. It was while they were helping me look for the jaguar that I had the chance to eat their local speciality, the world's biggest spider. It's 26 centimetres, has 8 eyes, and tastes revolting. But it would have been very rude to refuse to eat what, for them, is a very special meal.
What do the forest people think about jaguars?
Well, like me, they don't get to see them very often because jaguars tend to avoid places where humans make their homes. But they certainly wouldn't kill one unless it represented some kind of threat. They have a great respect for these animals, actually, regarding them as fellow hunters rather than as potential prey.
Studying these animals can't be easy.
Oh, it's not. One great problem is actually keeping count of how many of them are out there and where they go, because they're so rarely seen. In one project, researchers have been putting what are called radio collars onto any animals they catch so that they can study their movements afterwards.
But you have to catch the animals first.
Yes, and they are very frightened of people. You see, jaguars don't only live in the forest. In areas where there are cattle and sheep, farmers hunt and kill jaguars because they do attack farm animals, I'm afraid.
I see.
And when they get too close to civilization, jaguars can face other problems too. They can pick up illnesses from domestic cats, even dogs, which tend to have a different range of diseases from those found in the forest. But at least they're not dependent on the one disappearing habitat, like so many animals. And there's lots of research going on into jaguars at present, so I'm confident that the animal has a future.
Nick Gordon, thank you.
Now listen again.
Tell us about your first meeting with a jaguar.
Well, I'd been out since before 4 o'clock that morning, trying to photograph a group of black vultures. Ugly birds. But it was 5:30 when she appeared. I just looked at my watch because I had to report back to camp at 5:45. Anyway, suddenly there was a change in atmosphere. Every hair on my body stood on end. Then I caught sight of her.
What did she do?
This absolutely magnificent creature. She emerged from the forest greenery about 60 metres away and started walking towards me. The jaguar's coat is really impressive, and she had beautiful black markings all over her deep yellow fur. I could even see the whites of her eyes.
Then what happened?
Time seemed to stand still for a while. I hardly breathed. I don't think she actually saw me. She showed no sign of it if she did, and she had a drink from a river a few metres away, and then disappeared into the forest again.
Did you take a photograph of her?
I couldn't, because I'd used all my film on the vultures. As you can imagine, I was really upset. But after that, I stayed another 7 years in the rainforest and had 9 more encounters, all of which I captured on film.
Why is the jaguar so hard to find?
Because it's a threatened species. It lives only in the very remotest areas. You have to remember that the Amazon forest extends for thousands of kilometres, and the territory of a typical male jaguar extends to something like 170 kilometres, in exceptional cases as much as 300 or more.
No wonder you don't see them much.
Exactly. That's why each sighting is such a thrill. Because what you have to remember is that jaguars are solitary, shy creatures, which have the ability to get through the forest so incredibly quietly that you can be only a few metres away and miss one completely.
So how did you eventually track them down on those other occasions you mentioned?
I went thousands of kilometres inland into a less populated area and made friends with the local forest people. It was while they were helping me look for the jaguar that I had the chance to eat their local speciality, the world's biggest spider. It's 26 centimetres, has 8 eyes, and tastes revolting. But it would have been very rude to refuse to eat what, for them, is a very special meal.
What do the forest people think about jaguars?
Well, like me, they don't get to see them very often because jaguars tend to avoid places where humans make their homes. But they certainly wouldn't kill one unless it represented some kind of threat. They have a great respect for these animals, actually, regarding them as fellow hunters rather than as potential prey.
Studying these animals can't be easy.
Oh, it's not. One great problem is actually keeping count of how many of them are out there and where they go, because they're so rarely seen. In one project, researchers have been putting what are called radio collars onto any animals they catch so that they can study their movements afterwards.
But you have to catch the animals first.
Yes, and they are very frightened of people. You see, jaguars don't only live in the forest. In areas where there are cattle and sheep, farmers hunt and kill jaguars because they do attack farm animals, I'm afraid.
I see.
And when they get too close to civilization, jaguars can face other problems too. They can pick up illnesses from domestic cats, even dogs, which tend to have a different range of diseases from those found in the forest. But at least they're not dependent on the one disappearing habitat, like so many animals. And there's lots of research going on into jaguars at present, so I'm confident that the animal has a future.
Nick Gordon, thank you.